plate a potential nugget.
You know, you've worked with Ang Lee in the context of Life of Pi. And again, I'm curious about working with people from different cultures and backgrounds, as compared to maybe Carnatic music, where most of the others might have come from a similar, cultural or a musical upbringing. What's some of the shifts that you need to make when you work from somebody from a very different space?
One is to be open-minded and to want that opportunity. So when they called me up and they read out the list of names, I was jumping with joy that I'm blessed with this opportunity. With reference to Ang, he's Zen-like. He's calm, he speaks very little, but he will affectionately prod you to deliver what he wants. While rendering this song, I remember we recorded this in Bombay, and the song is very small, it's about 4 or 6 lines. But it took over a week to record that, to get finally where Sir Ang wanted us to, in Michael Danner. At the end, I think what he told me is, I want the child not to sleep to your lullaby. I want the child to feel safe. And I want that in your voice. And if you look at the way they have the song plays through the film, of course it lulls the child to sleep. It also wakes Pi up. It gives him the courage. And more importantly, it's the song, the track is used as a connect between the audience and Pi throughout. Only when I thought deeply, I realized how the song plays through the movie. So to work with someone, Sir Ang is universal. He may be Taiwanese on paper, but it's fascinating to work with somebody like him who loves what he does and knows what to get from the artist that he's working with.
That's fascinating. 5 days for a 6-line song. So how do you break that up? I mean, what happens in those 5 days? In the sense, even that simple thing you said about, you know, understanding the emotion of the song and bringing it in your voice. How does that play out for an artist?
So I think it was very similar to how I practice Carnatic music. Basically, over that 5 days, though it was 5 lines or 4 lines, I was internalizing the melody. And it was a simple melody. It was an intense but very simple melody. So I remember even in sleep, those 4 lines were going on in my head. And I think that process is what was beautiful, and that was what was required, and that was why I was given the time. So I could internalize, and not just, if you see a mother singing to a child, it's not something she's learned 5 minutes ago. It's something she may have heard her grandmother sing or mother sing, which is inside her. And I'm lucky I was given that time to internalize it at least for 5 days. And interestingly, neither of them knew Tamil. But they wanted words that sounded, that had that relationship. When you hear the work, they wanted that warmth, that affection, the motherly love. So I would pick words, and they say, no, not this. This is a little harsh.
So you wrote the song, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, okay.
And they were constantly telling me, no, I want a word ending in ah, I want a word ending in o. I don't want too much of sounds like rr,
right,
which is there in Tamil. But they wanted the whole thing to be soft, melting, butter-like. So even for it, because they knew the audience is, it's a universal audience, and they wanted the sounds emanating from the lullaby, just not the voice, but the sound had to be that of affection.
And back to the point about, it's like the question I asked you, when do you, for people striving for excellence, when do you hit a point where you know, okay, I think we're done. I think we have a version that sort of, which is as good as it can get.
I think it's just the clock. Given a choice, we'd go on and on and say, yet another chance, some more time. But no, if it's 5 days, then you have to say stop, and then you have to tell yourself, maybe I have given everything that's inside me. I have to wait for another song to give another version of the beauty.
Couple of things that strike me in this context. First is the point Jayashree makes about how Sir Ang Lee gave her a nuance to the song, where he said the voice needs to make the child safe and not just sleep to the melody. I find that great leaders inspire the people that work with them by giving them a sense of why and the how and the purpose that helps the people give that extra 10%, which sometimes can make all the difference. The second is a point Jayashree makes about knowing when it is complete. It was fascinating to hear her say that the clock was what led them to shutting shop at the end of 5 days. I guess excellence indeed is not a goalpost, but an attitude. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen to the conversation offline, say during an airplane ride or during a gym session or another time, you could access it at iTunes, Google's podcast player, Stitcher, Savan, or any of the other podcast apps that are out there.